All right, for today's show, we're talking a little bit about the 2024 race, you know, with GOP, the candidates running, and we'll talk about a little bit about Biden 2024. There's this article I found about DeSantis that we'll get to in a minute, and another ChatGPT segment per request that I got from last episode. So, speaking of the 2024 race, anytime, and I mean, you know, every time, there's an attack on Trump from somebody in the GOP, or, you know, there's, especially one of the candidates running for president right now, it's always met with, you know, boos or silence, and usually their poll numbers go down, and yet they keep attacking him, and especially Chris Christie and Nikki Haley. I think a large part of that is because they're jealous. And yet, I mean, the poll numbers go down and they keep attacking him. Ron DeSantis, his best strategy was probably to stick with Trump, but he turned against him, I guess, to try and set himself apart or something. It might have been he had bad advisors. I think it was probably more that he had a bad ego. But in any case, it has not done well for him. And, you know, Krispy Kreme keeps trying to act like a tough guy. And, you know, if Donald Trump doesn't call him Krispy Kreme, I mean, what are we doing here? But he keeps having these tough guy moments. But a tough guy would be able to control his diet better, quite frankly. And, you know, Vivek Ramaswamy, he's doing pretty well. I'm so surprised he's pulling behind Nikki Haley. I thought he'd be number two right behind Trump, but I guess there's some people that's, for some reason, like Nikki Haley, better than Vivek Ramaswamy, better than DeSantis. Not sure why, but, you know, and there's Doug Burgum. I don't think he really has any support. I guess he's just running for, get some money from his campaign. And Mike Pence's one supporter was sad to see him drop out. And they just kind of rounded up in the poll numbers. It didn't affect it that much. Tim Scott leaving didn't really affect it that much. Although, you know, Tim Scott might be a potential VP for Donald Trump because, you know, he hasn't attacked Trump, and Trump hasn't attacked him. So, you know, that might be a pretty good vice presidential pick. He's certainly given some really good speeches in my time. And one of the common criticisms from these candidates is that they really dislike the fact that Trump won't debate them. I think it's a little silly. I think the reason Donald Trump isn't debating him is, one, he doesn't need to. And they don't need help making fools of themselves any more than they already are. Chris Christie was like, you come down here and debate us. He's not scared of you. He's really not. He doesn't need to be. He's way ahead of the polls than all of you. So there's really no point. Oh, and before I forget, there's this article about Ron DeSantis that he's suspected of wearing lifts. So, you know, if you thought his ego was bad as it is, that's kind of would prove it, if it's true. Oh, another thing I wanted to add. Do you think Ron DeSantis running in this primary against Trump, despite getting his endorsement, winning because of it, and being buddy-buddy with him until now, is, you know, kind of stabbing him in the back or disloyal? I do, but, you know, politics is a pretty nasty business. So, you know, let me know in the comments below what you think about that. But now, we're going to Biden 2024. I doubt the DNC will put up anybody besides Biden, except maybe Gavin Newsom, although I think that will happen next election cycle. I think they're kind of stuck with Biden, and I think a lot of Democrats really wish they weren't. And I don't think it's as much because his health is declining. You know, his mental and physical state is really bad right now, and it's getting worse and worse. I don't think Democrats really care, as long as they have, you know, a D by their name, and they're far left, even though Biden ran as a moderate to get the vote, which Democrats always do, and they govern far left. But anyway, I don't think Democrats really care about Biden's physical or mental state. But I think they care about how he's seen, and he's seen very poorly. And he's starting to lose some support with the left now, with what's going on in Israel. You know, it's kind of fracturing the Democratic Party, and it shows you, you know, no matter how far left you are, there's someone, you know, even further left than you are. And they'll criticize you for it, ridicule you for it, until you come over to how far left they are. Like Rashida Tlaib is a great example. She keeps attacking Biden for saying he's supporting genocide, even though he's clearly not. He's supporting Israel. He's, but you know, kind of doing the bare minimum. You know, unlike Trump, which moved the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem, which was that was a boss move. But you know, Biden supports this two-state solution, which is a terrible idea. But that's not enough for the left. What the left wants is for Hamas to complete their mission, you know, from the river to the sea, which is genocide. And, you know, even after what happened in the initial attack, Democrats refused to condemn what Hamas did, the actions taken by Hamas, especially the squad. The squad is doubling down on this. But speaking of far-left radicals, I got some requests from my last show about possibly doing that Kamala Harris ChatGPT segment. So I did, but I wanted it to be better. You know, I thought the last one was, you know, maybe a little bit too long, didn't have enough, like, you know, funny parts in it. So I asked ChatGPT to make Kamala Harris' speech in the style of Babylon Bee, and didn't disappoint. And, you know, I'm going to do my best Kamala Harris impression first time. And it seems the kind of the key to it is, you know, kind of acting like you just left happy hour at Applebee's and just took like a bath and martinis. But anyway, here's a speech. The ChatGPT speech, which is parody. You know, so YouTube doesn't censor me. This is not a real speech. It's a parody. But anyway, here it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's such an honor to be here today. Or at least, I think I'm here. I mean, who knows, right? I've been to so many places lately, I'm not even sure which state I'm in. But let me tell you, I'm excited to be wherever I am. You know, I've always been a trailblazer, breaking barriers left and right. I mean, I'm the Vice President of the United States, who's a fan of cooking shows, unicorns, and has a collection of vintage Rubik's Cubes. So clearly, I'm a woman of many talents. I want to talk to you today about unity. Unity is like this big, elusive thing, kind of like trying to find a missing sock in a drawer. But we're all in this together, whether we like it or not. And I know that if we all just come together, we can achieve, well, something, I guess. In conclusion, let's keep dreaming big, thinking small, and remember, folks, the key to success is... Wait, what was I saying again? Oh, well, it doesn't matter. Thanks for having me, I think. Bye, everyone.
So, you know, safe to say, ChatGPT speech hit pretty close to home with how close it is to actual Kamala Harris speeches. Like, you remember that famous blunder she had when she was making that speech about time?
Time is this time-like thing, and what gives time its significance is its passing of time. And what we need to do is do what we've been doing, and that time is every day.
You know, and to prove it, here's some clips of actual Kamala Harris speeches.
Very important, as you have heard from so many incredible leaders, for us at every moment in time, and certainly this one, to see the moment in time in which we exist and are present. And to be able to contextualize it, to understand where we exist in the history and in the moment as it relates not only to the past but the future. So here's the thing. Who doesn't love a yellow school bus, right? Can you raise your hand if you love a yellow school bus, right? Just, there's something about the, and most of us, many of us went to school on the yellow school bus, right? And it's part of our experience growing up. It's part of, a nostalgia and a memory of the excitement and joy of going to school, to be with your favorite teacher, to be with your best friends, and to learn. The school bus takes us there.
What's going on, and how can this directly affect the people of the United States?
So Ukraine is a country in Europe. It exists next to another country called Russia.
We campaign with the plan. Uppercase T, uppercase P, the plan.
Do you plan to visit the border?
Not today. But I have before, and I'm sure I will again.
So, judge whether you think ChatGPT got it right or not. Tell me in the comments below. Anything else you want to see on the show, let me know. Leave a like, subscribe if you like the show. And I'll see you in the next one.